It's Friday, May the 15th, and welcome to episode 2 of the Travel with Rich podcast. In today's episode, I will talk about how we came to choose our camper van, how we had to decide between a VW California or a converted VW camper van. And I will also talk a little bit about me and my travels, among other things, and most importantly, how and why we chose what we did for our camper van. So stay tuned. Hello, hello. I hope everyone is safe and well and having a great week, considering the circumstances. Don't forget to stay sane and keep dreaming about getting out there and travelling a bit more. Before I get into it too far this week, I just thought I should share what my intentions are about the podcast. I am going to try and make this a personal thing, this podcast. I want you to get to know me as a person and as a traveller. To do that, and for those who are listening early on, please stick with me. So let's get to it. I've been travelling from an early age, and my first trip abroad was when I was about 2 years old, when my mother took us to friends but classed as family in New York. That could well have been when my love for travel started. Is it possible as early as that, as early as 2 years old? Who knows, but after that, lots of trips ensued, and to cut a long story short, we're going to fast forward to 2007. Now, wife and I did a lot of travelling after we met, and before our son Max was born, we went to places like Thailand, Malaysia, New Zealand, which was a honeymoon, Dominican Republic, New York on numerous occasions, California. But now Max is 5 and or approaching 6, he's at school, so if we wanted to travel regularly, then yeah, we have to limit ourselves to the UK. We don't have to limit ourselves to the UK, but we've had some big holidays with him. We can do big holidays, but if you want to travel regularly, we have to do the UK short breaks. So that's what I meant when I said limit ourselves to the UK, apart from the big school holidays a year, when everything, of course, is about 3 times expensive, which, by the way, on that note, it makes me bonkers when you look at the price of a holiday and then look at the school holidays and everything. It's 3 times as expensive, but I understand supply and demand issues, but it still grates on me and millions of other parents, I'm sure. But anyway, I digress. So make no mistake, Max has been on some fantastic holidays with us. He has been to New York a few times. He's been to California and Canada and Rome and France. But now... Well, now I think perhaps little and often is a little bit more feasible than big and bold. And I don't just mean little short, sharp breaks, of course, but perhaps little as in the terms of our little islands of the UK. They are small compared to the behemoths of USA and Canada that he's been to. You consider that the longest stretch of road in the UK, or the longest stretch of land in the UK, is 874 miles, which is from Land's End to John O'Groats. Now, that's not a journey we've done yet, but it is certainly on the agenda. So we found ourselves looking at what we could do. Caravans in holiday parks weren't really our thing. Hotels, not too practical with a little one having to worry about eating and bedtime and things like that. So we'd often thought in the past of a motorhome holiday in the USA or Canada or somewhere like that. So we turned our attention to camper vans in the UK. Now, we didn't go for caravan. We didn't go for a motorhome. We decided on camper vans for many reasons, but one of them was the fact that we wanted to pick something that we could use as an everyday car. So we already had two cars and we couldn't afford or didn't want to pick a third car that we would use once a month, and not use every day and have to pay for it every day, if that makes sense. Hence the camper vans. They're big enough to go away and big enough to sleep in, cook in, eat in, and big enough to take to Tesco's as well for the weekly shop. And I am not endorsing Tesco's. There are plenty of other adequate supermarkets out there. You can make your own decision. So we bought a camper van in December 2017, which we thought was a perfect mechanism to get out as often as we wanted, explore the UK, weekends, for weeks, for months, who knows. And in doing so, campsites and caravan parks went up massively in our priorities, if you like, of where to go. So you get to know a little bit more about us. We were never really a family for let's hit the road and see where it takes us kind of thing. We have always been into much more of a planning sort of route and scenario where we would know where we're going. So we'd look at a map, we'd stop here, first night here, the second night, a couple of nights here, and so on. So in the camper van, we always wanted to know that we had a picture of the night. So we do tend to book up in advance. So anyway, going back to where it all started about, well, I don't know, 10 minutes ago, trying to help us decide between a California or a conversion. And at the end of this episode, I will explain what we chose and why. But until then, let me tell you a couple of short stories about our hiring experiences. We were always adamant that we wanted a VW. And we thought, what better way to decide, you know, if it was suitable and which type we wanted than to hire one. Now, like I say, it was always going to be a VW. We're pretty sure that things like the Mazda Bongo and other models have got their followers, and rightly so. But for us, the appeal was the cult, the trendiness, the sexiness, the romance, call it what you will, of a VW was always going to win out. But we also knew there was a few things that we definitely wanted in the vehicle that we picked. One of them was a seat that could slide forwards and backwards, so we could pack things up in behind the seat and we could still use it like a car with the back seat close to the driver and the passenger seat. Definitely had to have aircon, and it needed an automatic gearbox. And the reason for the automatic gearbox was Suzanne prefers to drive one. So that was probably the biggest factor out of everything, so that we could share the driving. Those among you will know that you can generally get two types of VW campervans. For those that don't, and in the interest of imparting a little bit of knowledge, these are the two. There is the all-singing, all-dancing version that rolls off the VW production line with electric this, electric that, a manual sliding seat, electric pop-up roof, deck chairs in the boot, in the tailgate, an outdoor table tucked in the sliding door at the side, things like that. These are the VW Californias. Then there are conversions, which is a simple VW transporter van. On many occasions, it served a few years as a van. And then it's sent off to some very clever people to convert it, put their mark on it, their style, rebadge it as a camper van. There are also many people that are far cleverer and far more handy than me that can convert one themselves. And these are probably the real unique ones, the special ones, the one-of-a-kind ones, where someone has done it as they want it. So the way I see it, you have three types. You have the California, which are pretty much until someone gets their hands on them anyway, they're all built the same, they're all identical, they're all boringly similar, but they're all perfectly made with all the mod cons and everything is perfected in them. Then there's the conversions. There are, I don't know, at least 10, I would have thought, probably lots more than that. Different companies that that convert them to their style. So they'll convert them, they'll convert all their ones pretty similar using the same spec, or they'll certainly be very similar. They may not all be the same, but they'll have their own models, their own ranges, but they will be kind of mass produced, if you like. Then they're the ones, like I say, who gets the van and makes it totally unique to that person. So they'll put the bed where they want it. They'll put the kitchen where they want it. They'll put maybe a special cupboard in for all their photography gear, or a special rack for the surfboard, or a unique place to hang their bike and all their repairing stuff. It's basically built for their lifestyle and their needs. Totally unique. As totally unique as the person that converts it. Now, as much as I would love to have a go at something like that, I do not have the time or the expertise. Mainly the expertise to convert my own. So that left us with one a company has converted or one that rolled off the production line. So to try and resolve our choosing dilemma, we decided we'd hire one. We hired a California first and then a conversion. And neither hire went particularly well, as you're about to find out. Our first trip was when we hired the VW California, a £60,000 all singing, all dancing home on wheels. We're really excited. It got delivered to us one day and it was all insured and ready for us to go away the next day on our first camping trip. And of course, the night before, I was on my hands and knees hugging the toilet with a case of food poisoning. Suzanne has finished a night shift, and as she called on the way home, all excited, I was cramped up on the sofa and we almost didn't go. And we were going to spend the next 4 days admiring the camper van from our lounge window. But we went, we made it. We headed off to a place called Hiremore Farm Campsite in Weymouth, which is, I think it's about an hour, 90 minutes away from us. 90 minutes probably, which is a stone's throw from the Jurassic Coast. And for anyone that knows the Jurassic Coast, you will know it is a beautiful, stunning part of the world. Well, not just the UK, but it's a stunning part of the world. We went to a quiet and peaceful campsite. It was decent sized, but open pitches. So although you have plenty of room on your pitch, there wasn't much privacy. But we got there, we set up. Fortunately, the sickness had abated and we were back to back to normal, and we weren't a million miles from the coast. It wasn't a beach resort, but a beach campsite by any stretch of the imagination, but it was certainly certainly close enough to the coast for it to be a good place. We spent one night here, and then we headed further along the coast, heading southwest. We went to Beverly Park Holiday Park, which was a proper holiday camp. It had a pool, it had events in the evening, a disco. We didn't really use them because we really wanted to stay in and around the camper van, get to know it, you know, use cooking it, have drinks in it, set it up properly. It was all about staying around the camper. We had another VW camper van next to us on one side. On the other side, we had just a simple bloke in a van that was camping in a tent with his children. Both all really nice people, all more than welcome to chat to us newbies in the posh hired camper van. And we had fun there. It was good. And I'm sure that if we were staying there for longer, or we didn't want to hang around the camper van all the time to enjoy it, we would have definitely used the facilities. And then after that, I think we only had this one for 3 nights, so we had to head back towards where we lived. So we headed east along the coast and we stopped at a place called Durdle Door campsite. Now Durdle Door, if you haven't heard of it, which you most people have, it is an iconic landmark on the south coast of Dorset, and it is a rock that juts out into the sea that has a door-shaped hole in it. The site was nice. It was in it was in that location overlooking the sea. Our pitch didn't, unfortunately, but there were some that did. It was just a short walk from these cliffs that had this fantastic view. The pictures were big again, more than enough room for our little camper van, and they were separated with sort of chest high hedges, so sort of 5 foot high hedges, that gives you a certain amount of privacy and seclusion from your neighbours. We loved this, was a really fantastic site, but out of the three sites we picked, it was the only one that really, it didn't cause us a problem, but you know, as late as sort of 10 p.m. there were still kids running around playing, and it wasn't ideal. It wouldn't stop us returning, and we're definitely going to do so as soon as lockdown here in the UK is lifted. It's not far from where we live. It's a stunning location. We'll be back there. We'll definitely go back. So that was our third night. That was our first camper van trip. Started off with food poisoning, finished at a great website on the Jurassic, great campsite on the Jurassic Coast. So that was it. For those of you that are still listening, thank you, and stay tuned because I will be right back with our second hire trip in a conversion, which was more eventful, shall we say, than this one. So please stay tuned. So welcome back, thank you for sticking with us. You've just heard how we hired a VW California for our first camper van trip as we are trying to work out whether to buy a conversion, a transporter conversion, or a VW California. So now we've hired the California, it only seemed fair and it only made sense now to hire a conversion. So again, I encourage you to stay with us because I'm going to prelude this next part by saying that this trip ended with us scraping toddler vomit from the seat of a brand new 65k California camper van. But you hired a conversion for this trip, I hear you say. Well, yes, we did initially, so stay with me. So let's just quick recap, and as a reminder, these conversions are Volkswagen transporter vans that have been converted by either some clever companies or some even cleverer individuals. And we wanted to see how we got on with something that wasn't built by the fine people at Volkswagen. So we booked our conversion camper van from a company in Exeter, and we were to drive there, leave our car there for the duration, and then obviously take the camper van back, pick up our car and head home. So the day before, we received a phone call saying that the van that was allocated to us had broken down, but they were hoping to fix it. Great, yes, that's perfect, but you know, let's hope they can. We were already halfway there because we were visiting family in Dorset. So we spent the next couple of hours calling round other hire companies to try and line up a backup van, if you like, or at least find out where one had availability to hire us a van, if they couldn't repair the one that we were supposed to hire. and we couldn't. It was August. It was busy. By the way, if anyone wants a business, hire camper vans in August, because we couldn't find one for love nor money. And we just had to hope and pray that they could fix the one we were supposed to be getting. Eventually, later that evening, I think we got a call from them saying they fixed it, everything's back on track. So we woke up, bounded out of bed, and headed off to collect our converted camper van. Halfway between Wareham and Exeter in our own car, we get a blowout. So that delays us by about 90 minutes because we had to, it was beyond repair, so we couldn't use the repair kit that we had in the car. We had to go to a tyre place, get towed there. So we had to wait for the AA, get towed to the tyre place, get the tyre put on, obviously, you know, just replace the tyre and get on the road again. And that knocked us back by about 90 minutes, but that's fine. It's only 90 minutes, you know, it could have been a lot worse this time yesterday. We're back on track. And we made it. We got there. We were a bit late, but we made it. And we pulled in and we were introduced to our home for the next five nights, I think we had this one for. There she was. She was dated. She was about to be retired, we found out, but it was the cool converted camper van that we wanted to try out. So we piled in and we set off excitedly to our first campsite. The first day was fine. We headed to the campsite just the other side of Exmoor National Park. All went well, apart from the weather, but it is England after all. We set up, we had a good night, we cooked in the camper van, we slept, it all was fine. And the next day we set off to our next campsite, and we thought we would enjoy the coastal route of southwest England with along the coast, along enjoying the sea views, the rolling fields and all that comes with the English countryside. But with the English countryside, with coastal routes, comes hills. With hills comes views. And me being a photographer was always stopping to jump out the van, take a snap, jump back in the van, another pull out, jump out, take a picture, jump back in again. And on one of these many stop-offs and jumpings, ins and outs, the van turned off, which I don't remember doing. So got back in, thinking I'll just have one of those moments, and it started fine. Until we hit a hill, and this is uphill, and the van refused to go over, I think, 12 miles an hour. So it would turn out that the issue that had prevented us from, or that nearly prevented us from hiring it a couple of days ago, had returned, so it obviously wasn't fixed. But we managed to limp to our campsite near Loo in Cornwall. We were too scared to stop in case we couldn't get it started again, and once we were rolling, we wanted to carry on rolling, wanted to carry on moving, and as a result we had nothing to eat because we were going to pick up something on the way. So all we could get was frozen chicken and pasta and sauce. So we had to cook the frozen chicken under the campervan grill, which thankfully was still working, and mix it up with the chicken. Anyway, I digress. It was a good dinner considering. But we only had one night booked here. And obviously we couldn't drive anywhere else, so we were stuck. So we pleaded and scrounged another pitch from the good people at Ten Creek Holiday Park, and they were only happy to help. So we were stuck at this holiday camp that we didn't want to be at. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with the holiday camp, but we didn't buy a camper van to park it in a field. We drove a camper van so we could see different places, stop off at different places, different nights here and there and everywhere. So luckily the hire company found us another camper van with a new with another company, but it was in the wrong direction. So they had to put our car on the back of a pickup van. They had to drive the van with our car on to the campsite. We had to unload everything from the camper van, the broken down camper van, into the car, then drive the car about 50 miles in the wrong direction, I think it was, to get the new camper van, which is how we ended up in a brand new 65k VW California again. And then we had to go all the way back to the west to St. Ives for our next campsite. Yeah, we were in a hurry. Yep, the roads are twisty, I accept that. And that resulted in our Max, who was three, parting with the contents of his stomach all over the passenger seat of this new California. So you can imagine our horror when that happened. To be honest, we caught it. It cleaned up relatively easily, or as easily as toddler vomit does clear up. But my God, the smell wouldn't go. And a camper van isn't a big thing. So to have a sick smell in a small environment wasn't the most pleasant of... let's just say we've had better night's sleep. By now we're into our last day of our camper van trip, because we lost a day or two when the other camper van broke down. So we spent our last day hunting around looking for cleaning fluids and leaving windows open and trying to air this spanking brand new 65k camper van, desperately hoping that we could get it cleaned and smelling fresh before we handed it back, and avoid getting hit with an expensive camper van cleaning bill. Luckily we managed it. They didn't say anything, they didn't contact us afterwards, and all was well that ends well, shall we say. So let's get back to the point of this podcast. Would we choose a California or a conversion? Now, we weren't put off by the thing breaking down, because any car can break down, but we decided that, well, we looked around at both and it became quite clear that we couldn't find everything we wanted in a conversion. We could find a sliding rear seat, but it wasn't automatic. We could find one that was automatic, which was rare, but it didn't have the sliding rear seat. Yep, you can put the sliding rear seat in, but that will be another £1,000 or something. I can't remember, that might be wrong. I can't remember the price. So we decided to take the plunge and go for the VW California. And we're pleased we did. I mean, you know, we said the three things we wanted. We got those three things. And I'm just going to go through four or five points that as to why we think this is better, certainly for us. Now, like I said, the California has a sliding rear seat. So when we went to France in it, we could slide the seat all the way forward. Max was, you know, 2 foot behind us like you would be in a car. And we could pile everything behind the seat, an awning, his balance bike, cooking stuff, food, sleeping bags, all the other stuff behind him. Had we'd have had a normal camper van, then that a lot of that stuff would have had to have gone on the floor in the back and in between us and him. If we wanted to stop and make a cup of tea or have lunch, we'd be surrounded by sleeping bags or whatever we decided to put in the front. So you know, maybe we could pull over, make a cup of tea without stepping over the pop-up awning or last night's dirty washing. It had the automatic gearbox, which is great for Suzanne because that's what she likes driving, but it's also good for summer holidays, getting stuck in traffic, driving slowly, you know, all the things that automatics are good for. It's easier. It had an electric roof. I know it's a luxury, but it does make packing up and setting up a lot easier with an electric roof. It has the outdoor table and two chairs built in. The outdoor table is built into the sliding side door, and the two deck chairs live in the boot, the tailgate. So that's less things that you have to pack into the van itself, because they're tucked snugly away in the crevices of the van itself, so in the frame of the van itself. So that saves space. And that's really it. You know, it doesn't have much that the other vans don't. It has aircon, it has electric everything. These days, most vans do anyway. It has a sat-nav built in. And while any van can have them, finding them all in one place straight off the shelf is the benefit of the California. Plus, everything just seems to be built a little bit better in terms of things don't rattle, squeak, you know, it's... Yeah, it worked for us. Everyone's got their own opinion, but that is the reason why we picked the VW California over the conversions. So, yeah, so that's the history there. So that's a bit of history. Get you a bit of background on us and me and how we came to choose the camper van and the one that we've got. On next week's podcast, I think I will be talking about the first things that we are going to do once we can get out, explore, once lockdown is lifted and we've got that freedom to travel, to hit the road and to see this great country of ours. So thank you for listening. Subscribe to the podcast, stay tuned for future episodes and stay safe. My name is Richard. You have been listening to Travel with Rich, and as soon as we can, we will let the adventure continue. See ya.